Call the roll, please.
Trustee Lawrence?
Here.
Trustee Lawler?
Here.
Trustee Leiplett?
You can't take roll on this.
Okay, not here yet. Trustee Healy?
Here.
No, but...
Hang on.
Trustee Katsinas?
Here.
Trustee Malani?
Here.
Mayor Dodge?
Here.
Time is 7:02. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Stillman, let us know how we need to handle this.
Now you can entertain a motion to let Trustee Leiplett participate remotely according to your ordinances for the reason that she provided a health-related issue.
Is there a motion?
Mr. Mayor?
Trustee Lawrence?
I make a motion to allow Trustee Leiplett to attend via telephone due to an allowed reason of a health issue.
Second.
Is there a motion and a second? Call the roll, please.
Yeah, all in favor is fine.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right.
Now you take roll for her.
Make sure she's here.
Are you here, Trustee Leiplett?
Aye.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
All right. Approval of the April 6th regular meeting minutes.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Katsinas.
We're going to get this right. I move to approve the minutes of the Board of Trustee meeting of April 6th, 2026.
Second.
So motion and second. Call the roll, please.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Lawler.
Aye.
Trustee Lawrence.
Aye.
Trustee Leiplett.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Mayor Dodge.
Aye.
Advisory board appointments.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Lawler.
I move to consent the appointments by President Dodge as fully presented.
Yes.
I move to consent the appointments by President Dodge as full reference below. Senior Advisory Committee, Richard Dykstra Sr. America 250 Advisory, Richard Dykstra Sr. Sports Advisory Board, Hannah Krudinski.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Call the roll, please.
Trustee Lawler?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Trustee Lawrence?
Aye.
Trustee Leiplett?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Mayor Dodge?
Aye. One second. Just a really brief note. I'd like to make an introduction. Georgia, would you stand up? The new executive director of the Chamber of Commerce here in Orland Park, Georgia Hicks. So she'll be joining us at future board meetings as well. Thank you.
Non-scheduled citizens and visitors for agenda-specific public comment.
No one has signed in. Next item.
Accounts payable, April 6, 2026 through April 20, 2026.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Healy, excuse me.
I move to approve the accounts payable April 6, 2026 through April 20th, 2026 in the amount of $4,566,240.48.
Second.
So motion the second. Questions? Call roll.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Lawler?
Aye.
Trustee Lawrence?
Aye.
Trustee Leiplett?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Mayor Dodge.
Aye.
Consent agenda. A, payroll for April 10, 2026 approval. B, first responders wellness center contract, officer mental health screenings. C, Flock LPR camera purchase. D, officer furniture purchase. E, 2026 village facility security improvements. F, ordinance authorizing annexation agreement for Melka Landscaping. G, Centennial Park Aquatic Center deck furniture, bid rejection. and H, Colette Highlands Townhome Subdivision Letter of Credit Draw.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Malani.
Move to approve items A through H of the consent agenda.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda. Call the roll, please.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Lawrence.
Aye.
Trustee Lawler.
Aye.
Trustee Leibwit.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Mayor Dodge.
Aye.
Public safety. Monthly public safety report for discussion only.
Well, before we jump into this item, George, we turn it over to you and your staff. Just a quick comment. One of the things we've talked about internally is making sure that we bring a consistent set of information to the public about what is going on around public safety issues. So we're going to have this as a monthly update on the boards going forward. George?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. We have Commander Jokowski. He's here, but to really help with this whole process, on a monthly basis, we will have a video kind of similar to what we do with the board briefs. And every month it'll be on a different topic related to public safety. So if we can go ahead and play the video.
My name is Sergeant Wall with the Orland Park Police Department. We're launching a monthly public safety update to keep you informed on police activity and what's happening in the department. Let's kick it off with traffic enforcement. In March, officers conducted over 2,200 traffic stops, including nearly 700 for speeding. 35 of those stops resulted in arrests for aggravated speeding. Each day, our patrol teams focus on traffic enforcement in areas where we receive community complaints and see ongoing issues. Our traffic unit also focuses on school zones and other high traffic areas, including over 25 different locations throughout the village. We're listening and actively addressing all of your concerns. We're also exploring tools like speed and noise cameras to better identify problem areas while considering costs and legal requirements. We recently transitioned to 12-hour shifts and it's been well received. We're seeing less overtime, more officers on the street, and increased activity. We're also finalizing a digital radio upgrade that improves clarity, increases capacity, enables encryption, and meets national standards. Finally, starting May 4th, our Emergency Service and Disaster Agency will transition to the Emergency Management Agency to strengthen how we prepare for and respond to emergencies. Emergencies are becoming more frequent and complex, requiring a coordinated response. Darian Reed has been named EMA and Special Events Coordinator and will oversee a team of 60 personnel. If you'd like to get involved part-time or as a volunteer, please visit orlandpark.org/EMA. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next month.
Thank you. One of the things that we have mentioned in this video is the idea of speed cameras. Just so everyone knows, right now in the state of Illinois, the only municipality that could use speed cameras to help with their traffic enforcement is the city of Chicago. So I think that leaves 1,399 other towns who would potentially like to be able to use technology to help with this enforcement. So that's an ongoing conversation we have through our lobbyists with our representatives in Springfield, all nine of them. And so there's a couple of different things that we're working on. We're constantly keeping an eye on it. George, this is a discussion item, so I don't know if you had any of the comments before we open
up. Yeah, on the speed cameras, even though we can't cite from the speed cameras, only Chicago can, we do know of at least one other suburb that uses speed cameras to issue warning notifications, and they help because the warnings may go to their employer or they might go to a parent, and those things can help. So that is something that's actively being explored. In addition, in other states, they have rolled out noise cameras, and what those are cameras that monitor decibel levels for vehicles and then issue a citation. Those it's something else that we're hoping to roll out here shortly as well.
Open up for board discussion, comments, questions.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Lawler.
I think it's something that we do need to address as a village. It's been a pet peeve of mine, being able to sit out in my backyard and having someone come through the neighborhood with an extremely loud muffler these days. It is starting to become a nuisance, or listening to the sounds like drag racing going up and down LaGrange Road, where I know most of it is just cars driving with, you know, modifications to their mufflers. You know, some of the young kids think it's Fast and the Furious out there. So, and in terms of speeders, the other thing is, it is some young people and parents. I do ask that you talk to your kids about speeding, so before someone gets seriously hurt.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Gatsinas.
Just a quick comment. I have had many people reach out to me over the noise, traffic, and reckless driving, particularly on LaGrange Road, although it is apparently happening in the subdivision streets as well, or streets next to a subdivision. And I will have to say, one night I was driving down LaGrange Road between 159th and 143rd. I did see three officers, having three different officers, different locations, having someone pulled over with their lights on. So I do think we're being heard by PD, certainly, but I think it is an ongoing, particularly the reckless driving for me. You know, personally, I've had a couple of experiences recently on LaGrange Road. So, you know, I know there's a lot of noise out there, and I think this board and the police department, working together with the residents, are gonna figure it out. They're stepping up the enforcement, that's for sure. Thank you.
Any other comments from the board?
Mr. Mayor?
Trustee Healy.
The other day I was in Chicago driving, and although they've got their cameras at certain spaces, I noticed that it seemed like at every light there were at least two or three cars going through after the red light. The driving was atrocious, and I didn't see anybody pulled over in my whole long travel there. So I do applaud the enforcement action that we have here. I do think it is helping keep our seats and our compliance at a higher level. And I'm thankful for that. But the drag racing is probably one of the biggest problems we have. Thanks. Mm-hmm.
I live on 104th, so I'm uniquely blessed by hearing loud cars and what sounds to be speeding on both South Wolf Road and LaGrange. And now that the Forest Preserve has pretty much cut down most things that were above 2 feet tall, it seems like the sound travels better. So it's an issue, and I think we know it, and I think the police department is aware of it. And if I'm not mistaken, we recently had a citation for an aggravated speeding. What was the speed? It was 118 miles an hour.
I believe that's correct. The record for last year was 122, but yeah, so recently it was 118.
Yeah, so let's not have people chasing that record, because it's just unfathomable to me that you'd do that in a you'd do that in Orland Park. So we're going to keep working on this one, and because it's a problem. I have a quick question for our attorney, Mr. Stillman. Is it Yuxek? Is that your name? Yeah, she had signed in to speak. I don't know if she knew that there was a matter on the agenda tonight. Can we take her comments now?
For that capability, yes.
Would you like to come up and address the board? Please just identify yourself, and you saw that we have a 3-minute timer, so.
Well, I came here a little upset today. I knew that we were gonna talk about this, but I didn't know that you really pay attention. I'm so happy. I really appreciate with your approach on this matter. We can't sleep. We can't sleep. Even last night at 12:30, there were cars racing. I was sleeping with my earplugs. And I wake up every single night and I call police department. And I'm so sorry to make that phone number busy every single day for this matter. On Saturday night, there was a police car sitting on the LaGrange Road for hours. And I was like, before they go, I need to sleep, because this is awesome. But this is using the resources. They are sitting there instead of dealing with maybe some other things. They have to go and come back. And like, it makes me really upset as a resident. I don't want my police officers to sit there just for this matter. That's why I started a petition and I asked my neighbors, hey, do you agree with me to have a noise detection cameras or maybe speed cameras? Because it's not dependent, independent from each other. They are related. If we can stop speeding, we can stop that noise too. I believe so. At least we can try. So I want to ask you, is there any actions taken to have noise cameras? In fact, my FOIA request shows that, and a response I received from an officer last week says that you gave up, you're not going to have noise detection cameras. But I want to ask you, are you going to have speed cameras? And when? And when are we going to see some measurable improvements? When are we going to be able to sleep? I just want to ask this. Thank you so much.
No, thank you for coming up. So as we mentioned, right, I'm not going to address that specifically, but for everyone, right now, we really can't do speed cameras by state law. So I can assure you and the rest of the public in Orland Park, we are actively engaged through the legislative process to try and get that thing changed. When it's gonna happen, can't tell you.
Well, I personally engaged with IDOT. I sent emails to Cook County. I send emails to state because I can't sleep, really.
Right, no, it's, and that's, thank you. Any other comments?
That's it, thank you so much.
Okay. No, you're welcome. Thank you for coming up. So it's, you know, it's obviously an issue in the village. The police department's certainly aware of it. We're working on it. We've made all nine of our state legislators aware that it's a number one issue and complaint for folks in Orland Park. And part of the challenge and part of the reasons we are gonna keep going with this monthly safety report and update the public so there's facts out there is the amount of service calls we have and how we balance this. But I want to encourage you and others that if you are seeing people rolling through stop signs, if you see people consistently violating the laws, call the police. That's why they're there. So there's not a burden for people to call in service requests, and what we'll have to do through the police department is figure out exactly how we want to meet that service request. Because as I've said before, if somebody says, hey, nobody pays attention to the stop sign, the minute we put a police car out there, magically that stop sign starts working again. So we have to take this in stages when we hear about the problems. George, is that, and that's, anything else to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, fortunately, the board has hired 8 additional officers just in the last couple months. And that, as part, along with the 12-hour shifts and the agreements that we have with our police officers, we are seeing an incredible amount of traffic stops that is happening right now. But unfortunately, you know, if you have on shift 15 officers and we have 22 square miles of territory, it's difficult to cover every square inch. So that's why we're going to augment our police with technology. So we are going to be looking at noise cameras. We believe we can do them. And we're still going to look at speed cameras, even if it includes just the warning element, because if we can't do citations right now, at least we can get the word out there that we are monitoring.
Any other comments from the board? Trustee Katsinas.
Mr. Chairman, I just had an idea. We have, you know, a PR department. Is there anything we can do internally here to put the message out in signage, whether it be, you know, on village property, to tell, you know, we will go after speeders. You know, we talk about it here, you know, not everybody that's speeding is a resident. Yep. So if we can come up with some PR campaign that goes forward, that we can put it on village buildings, village signs, you know, something, we arrest speeders or slow down, you know, you're in Orland Park. You know, I'm sure Vince could come up with something and kind of make it all over so people see that.
Yeah, another thing that we're looking at is we've done Wanted Wednesdays in the past. We're going to be doing something similar for speeders. So we heard about, they're not going to be on the camera. We're not going to be embarrassing people, but we are going to show that our police, this is what they're dealing with here. Like the mayor said, like Commander Zhukovsky said, that you know, when they're hitting 118, 120 miles per hour, that is just absolutely dangerous. And that's why just in 1 month, 35 aggravated, which that results in an arrest. And we just have to keep pushing.
Any other comments?
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Lawler.
The other thing I want to mention is that we did just raise some of the change the ordinance to raise some of the fines for some of these things. So I hope people are aware that, you know, if you are driving around with a loud car, you know, it can be a pretty hefty fine if you get pulled over.
Yep. So. Other comments? Just a quick note. Commander, I'm going to call on you for this one. So if you catch somebody going that kind of speed, essentially they're arrested, correct?
Correct.
So anybody going that speed is arrested and we impound the car?
We do.
We've are in the process of updating our ordinances, so getting your car back is going to be a lot more expensive. So we're going to raise the price of noncompliance. And so there's a couple things that we're doing, and it's the combination of all these activities that will go to address the problem. But it's I've I go to a lot of meetings with other mayors through some of the Southwest Conference of Mayors, and just about every mayor I've talked to facing similar issues in their town with speeders, with loud mufflers, and we'll soon be trying to tackle e-bikes and scooters. And so these are issues across the state. I believe there's a number of things that are going on in Springfield that may impact e-bikes, but not necessarily impacting speeding issues. So we're gonna stay on it. So we'll keep going. Anything else, George?
Two other things. The police are actively working on getting quotes for a lot more of the neighborhood speed notices. So we have a couple of them. They're going to be, the police are bringing that back to the board here shortly. And then as far as neighborhoods are concerned, engineering will be starting a neighborhood traffic project. It's going to result in a overall plan for how we deal with how we can use engineered solutions to slow down traffic in subdivisions and in neighborhoods. So this isn't a single solution where, you know, just put a police officer somewhere. We have to look at everything in totality to address this issue.
Any other comments from the board? All right, thank you, George. Next item, please.
Monarch Butterfly Day Proclamation.
So typically, we'll do these proclamations under Public Works today, so appreciate the staff bringing these things forward. Madam Clerk, would you read the first proclamation?
Proclamation for Monarch Butterfly Day 2026. Whereas the monarch butterfly is an iconic North American species who, from caterpillar to butterfly, has captured the imagination of millions of Americans. And whereas cities, towns, and counties have a critical role to play to help save the monarch butterfly, and the Village of Orland Park has played a leadership role by establishing two monarch wayfinding habitats at the Village Hall, Green Roof, and Stellwagen Farm Prairie, and participating in the Monarch Village USA program. And whereas every citizen of Orland Park can make a difference for the monarch by planting native milkweed and nectar plants to provide habitat for the monarch and pollinators in locations where people live, work, learn, and play. And whereas, on behalf of the people of Orland Park, who have already joined me in creating healthy habitat for these magnificent butterflies, I am honored for Orland Park to become an official Monarch Village USA, and I encourage other city officials across the nation to take a stand with me so that the monarch butterfly will once again flourish across the continent. Now, therefore, I, James Dodge, mayor of the Village of Orland Park, Cook and Will Counties, Illinois, do hereby proclaim May 2nd as Monarch Butterfly Day in the Village of Orland Park, and urge all citizens to support efforts to protect the monarch butterfly and promote their well-being for the benefit of present and future generations. dated this 20th day of April, 2026, James Dodge, Mayor.
Thank you. Next item, please.
Earth Day and Arbor Day Proclamation.
All right, it's an important, important month, important cause. Whereas in 1872, J. Sterling Morton proposed to the Nebraska Board of Agriculture that a special day be set aside for the planting of trees. And whereas this holiday, now called Arbor Day, was first observed with the planting of more than a million trees in Nebraska. And whereas Arbor Day is now observed throughout the nation and world. And whereas trees can reduce the erosion of our precious topsoil by wind and water, cut heating and cooling costs, moderate the temperature, clean the air, produce oxygen, and provide habitat for wildlife. And whereas trees are a renewable resource, giving us paper, wood for our homes, fuel for our fire, and countless other wood products. And whereas trees in our city increase property values, enhance the economic vitality of business areas, and quite frankly, beautify our community. And whereas the Village of Orland Park has been recognized as Tree City USA for 37 years by the National Arbor Day Foundation and desires to continue its tree planting ways. Now, therefore, I, James Dodge, Mayor of Orland Park, Village of Orland Park, Cook and Will Counties, Illinois, do hereby proclaim April 22nd, 2026 as Earth Day and April 24th, 2026 as Arbor Day in the Village of Orland Park and urge all citizens to support efforts to protect the environment and promote the well-being of present and future generations. Thank you. Next item.
Under development, an ordinance annexation territory, 11650 179th Street in Orland Park.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Malani.
I move to adopt the ordinance as presented.
I'm smiling because that was beautifully done, Trustee Malani, in terms of the new and improved way to run the board meetings. Thank you for that.
I was just seeing if it works.
No, it does work. So let's we'll have a discussion first, then we'll call the roll. George?
Can I ask Development Services just to kind of provide an update on this?
Okay. Just click it next.